Finance with Scott Haywood.
Thanks to Bankwest. Home loan feel a little heavy? Reduce your home load. Visit bankwest.com.au. Lending T's and C's apply.
Good morning to the finance guru, Scott Haywood.
Good morning, Gareth. The stock market last night is telling us to reduce our Omicron fears.
Yes.
That's hard to digest, really, because the volatility that we've experienced from the Delta virus and now the Omicron virus has been excessive. But our market set for modest gains at the open, maybe 30 points in about 20 minutes' time. The US share market last night at one stage, the Dow Jones, was up 750 points. It closed up 600 points, and it was all on the back of the White House Chief Medical Advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said...
Sorry, say that again.
I'm going
Fauci,
to say,
surely.
Oh, it's Fauci, okay. It's F-A-U-C-I, you tell me.
Scotty, I know that you're deep in data and up to your elbows in spreadsheets and share prices, but surely you've heard of Anthony Fauci.
I have heard of Anthony Fauci. So he said on Sunday that the data in terms of the spreading and in terms of fatality rates, I don't know how he has this data, is encouraging. Now, that's unusual wording for Mr. Fauci, which I'll now never forget his name. but that meant that United Airlines jumped 10%, Delta rose 8%, shares in Wynn Resorts went up 8%, and travel booking stocks such as Expedia rose nearly 10% as well. So, and also the cruise liners gained nearly 12%. So all of a sudden, the volatility was shaken off. So that's, as I said, it's hard for investors to manage this because we're not used to this level of volatility whenever a new virus comes out in the media and starts to spread.
It's just like everyone sort of panics and then they unpanic. It's like, how about you just take a long view?
Well, that's right. Well, one of the bigger issues really is the changing of the labour force and the drive to try and get skilled staff to actually work, which is obviously a push towards inflation. But one analyst actually said, similar to you, he said small caps in particular are getting hit hard when there is a new virus, but then after the dust settles, they're then under control when COVID cases come under control. The Bank of America said something similar. They said that the market is overreacting when a virus is announced, an announcement, and he said we should be focusing on the Federal Reserve and when they raise rates and inflation issues rather than focusing purely on a new virus. So there's some interesting...
Absolutely.
commentary. Apart from Dr. Fauci, who I'll never forget, he certainly stabilised the markets last night.
What's the stock to watch today, Scott?
I've gone agriculturally in the last 3 days. I did GrainCorp on Friday, and today I'm doing Elders as the 6PR breakfast. Hashtag this Dr. Watch. It's got nothing to do with Dr. Fauci's comments at all. But Elders is an Australian agribusiness company, provides livestock, real estate, feed and processing. Their annual general meeting is on the 16th of December. They're a pretty consistent performer. 52-week high of nearly $13. 52 week low of 10. Their last trade $11.22. Their stock code is ELD. They operate in supply chains in Indonesia, China, and their major focus is on network feed and processing and other segments. Their business's majority is in Australia and New Zealand, though, in the rural and regional areas, and do provide customers mainly in terms of grain, wool, and feed processing. Our share market is going to open modestly higher, about 30 points, all on the back of my new best friend and Facebook friend I'm about to click on, Dr. Fauci. I'll start following him on Twitter as well.
You're a good sport, Scotty.
Thank you, Gareth. Dr. Anthony Fauci.